Doctor, let me snap you right back to reality, to New York City, which isn't far from where you are in Syracuse. We're seeing images of these, well, we did a week or so ago, lines around the street. We see these still photos of these ICUs where there's four doctors with the whole kit leaning over people. You know, there was all that talk of ventilators. I mean, it looks like a pandemic. People are dying there. Like, what is actually happening there? Because anybody watching us now would say, okay, guys, but there's got to be something happening, or 4 billion people wouldn't be locked down on this planet.
Well, you know, I wish there was evidence of something happening that would justify this lockdown situation. But, you know, you could show photographs of any ICU at any time, and you'd see very sick people, and you'd see doctors and nurses wearing a lot of personal protective equipment, especially if they were doing a procedure. So, you know, it's nothing terribly out of the ordinary. What is out of the ordinary is that hospitals around the world are empty, and they have very strict security to prevent people from going in and seeing what's going on. So there's a relative paucity of, you know, images and video from inside these facilities because of that. So, for example, I spoke to someone yesterday in Australia, and he was telling me that his son had like a sports injury, and they were worried about a broken bone. So, and this was, you know, in a major city in Australia. So not out in the country, you know, at a podunk community hospital, but a major hospital in a major city. And he had to basically be really stern to even allow them to come in. Like, they just wanted to send them home without any care. But once he was able to get inside, he walked through the hospital, and there was not one person there, not one other patient did he see. He went all the way to the radiology department to get an x-ray, and there was not one other patient getting any x-ray or any other imaging study. They took the picture, and then he walked out of the building. And I've never encountered this in my entire professional career. Generally speaking, hospitals are always at or over capacity. And many times when I've tried to admit patients, they've had to wait, or I'd have to call multiple hospitals and find who had a bed available and do the best I could to secure that bed. I've seen patients waiting in the emergency department for over a week because there are no beds for the hospital. And I've never encountered a situation of an empty hospital, and I've never been to a radiology department that had no studies going on. In fact, it's really important to their business model because the equipment like MRI machines and CT scanners are extremely expensive machines. And so they have to lay out millions of dollars to purchase that equipment. And in order to recoup their cost for doing that, they try to run these machines around the clock, really, because each study that they do for a patient generates reimbursement. So it's just extremely counterintuitive and impossible to explain how all of these hospitals would be empty and not using all of their equipment when there is the largest health disaster that we've seen in at least 100 years. And then compound that with all of the layoffs of healthcare personnel. So in the United States, they're laying off nurses, pharmacists, lab techs, and other healthcare practitioners. And I've known people in my personal life who are experiencing this. So why wouldn't they need every single qualified healthcare professional to be on the ground treating people if there were so many people who were sick and dying?